Hey, do you ever wonder what the outdoor guys are doing the rest of the week? Well, we hang our hat at Jesse Brown's, and you can keep up by following us on Instagram and Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT, to see pictures and happenings, not just at Jesse Brown's, but all of the adventures that surround the outdoor guys at Jesse Brown's. So give us a follow or a like at Instagram or Facebook, Jesse Brown's CLT. The Carolina Outdoors is in session. Step on in. The listening is fine. Hi, I'm Bill Barty. We're glad that you're joining us. Sitting beside me, Christopher S. Lawing, the Signs Project man. Welcome.
That's right. Well, thank you. And whether it's morning or nighttime, wherever you are around the world listening to the Carolina Outdoors via podcast in most countries in the world, except for a few, Bill, I know you like to name those, or on the waves of WBT up and down the eastern seaboard.
Well, listen, we have a special opportunity today. Of course, if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, what we do is come in weekly and shine a light on things to do in our Carolina Outdoors. Many times we go beyond those state boundaries, but that is what we do. Also, what we do is shine lights on people in our Carolina Outdoors, whether they be newsmakers, adventurers, or have just reached a great accomplishment. That's sort of the format of the Carolina Outdoor program. And today on this segment, we have a true treat in that we're going to bring on a Hall of Famer and talk a little bit about what's upcoming in the world of outdoor adventure. Now, the Hall of Famer is a WBT Hall of Famer, Mr. John Hancock. So, John, we welcome you to the airwaves of the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Listen, we were talking just a little bit earlier that, of course, you were a prominent part of Jesse Brown's back in the beginning for me at doing advertisements for Jesse.
Well, first time I ran into Jesse Brown's Outdoors, they were located at Tryon and Woodlawn, right there at that kind of triangle corner. And I every time I go past that intersection, I think, was it Joe?
It was Joe, yeah. Hedrick.
Yeah, and that's where I first got initiated. And then I met you at the Sharon Corner store.
That's exactly right. Of course, I participated in the move. I told John, of course, I work for Joe and then took over for Joe. And now, Christopher, you work for me, so hey.
That is true. I do work for you.
You're man up now. You're man up. But anyway, those were many, many years ago. And I know via the airwaves of WBT through the week, we're talking a lot about your career, not just in the Charlotte market, but also beyond. 4 decades in radio, 3 decades in this market at this station. But what we wanted to talk a little bit with you about is at Jesse Brown's, we do a lot of advisory counsel, if you will, on people who are retiring and getting outdoors a little bit more. And you grew up in Estes Park, right there at the gateway of Rocky Mountain National Park. We've talked a lot or heard a lot about that. But before we get into preaching to you of things to do in the outdoors, is there anything that you have on your list, outdoor recreational-wise, in retirement that you have an interest in or want to take on?
Well, one of the nice things about the Carolinas is you're close to the coast and you're close to the mountains. I tend to be more towards the mountain type of guy because that's where I grew up. Grew up on a stream called Fall River where you could just walk out the back door and trout fish, rainbow trout. So that was where I came from, but I've never bass fished. So I assume that would be more prominent out here. I haven't done a lot of getting on a boat and hanging out in the middle of a lake. And I was an only child, so I'm pretty content when I'm by myself. I mean, I can sit on a rock in the middle of the stream and watch the water go by and be pretty happy about it. If I had a fishing pole in my hand, I'd probably stay there for hours.
Well, listen, that leads us to our next part of talking about this. And, of course, as we talk about this, many of our listeners out there maybe tickling their own fancy of what they may be able to do in outdoors. But you're in Belmont, and Belmont, just like Estes Park, is a mecca for outdoors because of the Catawba River that's right there. So there are a few things to do there in Riverfront Park. I don't know if you know where Riverfront Park
is. I go past it every day.
Right there on the Catawba, there's the Carolina's oldest rum distillery, that's right there as well, but that's a whole nother
story.
I'll
be hanging out there on a regular basis soon, too.
But Riverfront Park, just so you know, you're able to get out there with a rod and reel and fish the Catawba, but maybe even beyond that, you can rent a boat. And they'll help you out with it, but you can rent a motorboat or a human-powered boat. That's a kayak right there, Christopher. Get a kayak out there. Or this new trend, new fad that's happening all across the Carolinas, whether it be coastal or lakes or and beyond, is a stand-up paddleboard. And this is right out your front door, so to speak. So do any of those things catch you?
Well, yeah, you had me at motor.
Or maybe rum.
rum and motor, yeah. But what are you fishing for in the Catawba? What do you catch in the Catawba?
Predominantly, it is bass and brim and that sort of thing. And of course, at Jesse Brown's, we talk a lot about fly fishing. And many times when you bring up the topic of fly fishing, you think of Colorado and a babbling brook of trout jumping out of the water. Well, the Catawba is too warm for trout. They need cold water to survive. But bass like that warm water that the Catawba has, as do the brim and the sunfish and that sort of thing that are out there. Of course, I can't leave out catfish, but fly rodding and catfishing are kind of don't go together because you got to get down deep for those catfish usually.
Before I left Jacksonville, Florida, I was in a bass fishing tournament. And I had never done that before. So they set me up with a fisherman, and I met him out near Palatka, Florida at about, I don't know what, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we jumped on that bass boat. I had no idea. And we took off across the water at about 500 miles an hour. And it was cold and so on and so forth. And it was great. And we went back in coves, and it finally became apparent to him that as long as I was his partner, he wasn't going to win this bass fishing tournament. But he would take me back in these coves, and we got back in one cove, and the whole, it was almost like a cul-de-sac size, and there were gators lined up on that thing, and he would take that fly fishing rod of his, and he'd snap them in the snout, or hit them on the tail, and they'd spin around to see what was, I mean, it was fascinating, but on a bass boat, you're right at water level. I kept on thinking to myself, I'd like to be a little bit, I was about standing up on that chair in the middle of the boat. But anyway, that's the closest thing I've done to bass fishing, and that was a great day.
Well, we had the Bassmaster Classic come through, I don't know, several years ago, 10 years ago or so. Lake Wylie, which is just downriver from you, is probably the preeminent bass lake in the Carolinas, especially for competitive bass fishing or just for enjoyment. So check that on your list. And of course, we're open here. The outdoor guys are open for any advice that you may want to talk about. But you can rent a boat, which you won't hear a lot about that because everybody talks about buying a boat, and the two happiest days are the day you buy it and the day you sell it. But you can get out there in Lake Wylie, and if you want to get in a boat and really have a good day of bass fishing.
My old morning show partner from Jacksonville lives in Tiga Cay, and he knows boats pretty well, so I would probably hook up with him, and he could drive the boat, and I'll come into Jesse Brown's and get myself equipped up.
Come on in. Well, now, the other thing is hiking, and that's something, as you mentioned, being an only child, is something that you can get out and enjoy in nature, but it's something you can also do with a spouse if you want. Just so you know, Crowder's Mountain is just a little bit to your west, Crowder's Mountain State Park, and it allows really any kind of hike that you may want to do, whether it be easy, whether it be moderate. Or if you want to get into that strenuous stuff, you can stretch it out at Crowder's as well. But that's a great place that you can go and spend each day if you want by yourself or with someone.
I spent a few days out there because it's the closest thing to the mountains as you have. I've got an old friend. A lot of people know him. He used to be the morning guy at WBT. He used to be a TV anchor at Channel 3, John Robinson. And he's a workout freak. And, I mean, he all but runs up that mountain and back down it on a daily basis. He's a workout monster. But Crowder's Mountain is one of the great jewels of this area for people that will ever discover it.
Crowder's is. Crowder's and King's, and there's a trail that connects the two. Is that the Skyline or the King's Trail?
Or the Ridge Trail.
Or the Ridge Trail, that's right. So you can even run that one, John, if you want to.
Unless somebody's chasing me, I ain't running
You
anywhere.
Ain't running. Well, there's another park up towards the north end of Cleveland County, Lincoln County, Rutherford up there, South Mountain State Park. And there's a lot of good hiking, a lot of good scenery, good viewpoints in that area. So,
and the difference here from where I grew up is it's not 7, 8, and 9,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah. We do have a little bit more oxygen down here. This is the Carolina Outdoors Program. We've got John Hancock in hand. He is about to retire, and of course, you can only play so much golf in retirement. But if you build up several different outdoor adventure sports for you to do, whether it be hiking, whether it be bass fishing, whether it be fly riding, all of those are available for your retirement and for you to get out there and enjoy. Of course, what you're talking about there at South Mountain, you know, that's really an hour from Gaston County or less, and you can jaunt up there and enjoy the High Shoals Falls. That's a nice waterfall up there, but that's also the closest place that you can go trout fishing to where you live, or where we live here in the Charlotte area, is Jacob Fork is stocked by the state of North Carolina. So no motorboats in that one, and only a few bass by accident maybe, but plenty of brown, brook, and rainbow trout for you to catch with a fly rod.
Well, I obviously know where you're located, so I'll wander in and take advantage of your counseling and your know-how, because I've got the time, and outside beats inside.
Well, there you go. You take it from there. Outside beats inside. It's proven. 9 out of 10 experts agree. Thank you, John Hancock, for coming in with the Carolina Outdoor Guys and spending a little time. And congratulations on not just a wonderful career in broadcasting, but a wonderful future in outdoors and a little bit of John time, if you will.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Off he goes and off we go. Christopher Law and Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.